You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
School's getting back underway over the next couple of weeks. I think by, 3 weeks from now, almost all of the Denver area schools will be back in session. They'll start trickling in over the next few days. I think some are even starting. Are there some starting this week?
I think there was some this week. I know my kiddos are going back like the 14th or 15th, something like that. So, yeah, okay. I mean, the school supply shopping is in full swing. We were talking last night about, paying all the fees and everything for school. And then Nick Knack went into the kids' rooms, and she did that thing where we had to go through every drawer in their room and their entire closet and just remove clothes that are too small. Things that are shoved in corners. And you should see, Dom, the two giant trash bags full of clothing the kids have had, outgrown. It's eye-opening. You're like, man, you spend a lot of money on this stuff, and they just outgrow it.
Yeah. Pretty crazy. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Well, and with all of this, with school starting back up again, it means that most people, if they're going to be taking a vacation in the summer, have pretty much got it done. There are a few that will still take it in August, I guess. And then the people who don't have kids or their kids are grown and gone, they can take vacation any damn time. But it was interesting. There's a story that came out this morning that said basically 1 in 4 employed Americans, they're talking about people who do have full-time jobs, 1 in 4 say they will not take all of their vacation time this year. Some of it is either going to go to waste or in some cases it's allowed to be rolled over. But 25% of Americans not using all their vacation.
And at first, you think on the surface, like, wow, they are hardworking employees and they are dedicated. But you know what? That is not healthy. That is not healthy to take a break and decompress for a few days.
There's an interesting story as you dive deeper into it. They're trying to look at all of the benefits of taking time off. They say, A, helps you personally. B, it helps your relationships.
Yeah.
Which makes sense to me. And then the third one that was interesting, they said it actually would help you with your job. And it's going to make you a little bit more valued by your organization. I guess it's the old, how can we miss you if you won't go away? If people don't take their vacation and they just sit around like a lump all the time, we're not going to find out whether you are valuable, whether you are missed or not, if you're not taking time off.
Man, Brent really was a hard worker. When is he coming back? I'm tired of carrying the slack.
Everybody but Brent, actually.
Everybody but Brent, right, right.
So, it's... there's a lot of people who are afraid to do it because they're like, well, if I go away on vacation and other people start doing my job for me while I'm gone, then am I going to have a job when I get back? There's always that fear that lingers in the back of some people's minds, I guess.
My wife has been forced to take vacation. She has hundreds of hours built up, and they finally messaged her and said, a couple hundred hours are not going to roll over. So you need to definitely take these hours or you're going to lose them. So they're forcing her to take vacation. And that's why about a month ago, she packed up the kids and went out to Mesquite to hang with her dad for a week. She's like, it's just, I've got to do it. And she's like, I kind of like that my company is making me take time off and decompress. The problem she runs into is like she will schedule vacation time or time off, and then something will happen at work where she needs to jump in and put out a fire. So she will have a day off planned. Then all of a sudden she's worked 5 hours trying to help somebody out. She's like, well, I guess my PTO is still banked. So you run into that a lot, too, where you just can't get away because you're the go-to, which sucks.
we heard from people who work for a particular investment firm, and they get their, what's that called?
Sabbatical.
Sabbatical. They get a month-long sabbatical every 5 years. And I have a friend of mine who works for that company, and she religiously, every 5 years, she's been with the company for over 20 years. She never misses it. But she told me once that there are people who don't take that either. So they'll get a month off of work, and they just can't do it.
That truly is scary, though, don't you think? That you, when you are gone for a month, then you are tiptoeing into, they don't need me here.
Yeah.
But I guess if everybody's doing it.
That's the thing. I mean, if it's almost expected at your company, it's one thing. I tried to take a month-long sabbatical about 10 years ago, and I couldn't do it. I took 2 weeks, and then I came back. And I had gotten permission to take a month just to recharge. Because at that point, it had been 20 years, you know, doing this job. And I was like, I'm going to take a month off. And they were like, that's fine. You know, you've earned it, blah, blah, blah. And then after 2 weeks, I just came back.
And Jane was getting really cranky, too. So it was good you came back.
Well, I don't know. It's kind of, I almost can't, to me, a month-long sabbatical, I guess if it's normal for your industry or your company, it's one thing. Mm-hmm. But just to out of the blue, like people who are listening right now driving to work, it's one thing to say, oh, I'd give anything to do that. But if it's not part of the job normally, I'm telling you, it feels weird.
I think it boils down to feeling weird if you love your job, because I know you love this job and you're passionate about it. So after 2 weeks, you're probably just itching to get back at it and back into what you love. Whereas if you hate your job, you're like, give me 2 months off.
There is that, right? There is that. That is, I'm sure that plays a big part of it. I don't know
what
this 1 in 4 who are not taking their vacation time, I don't know what element of how much they love their job is playing into this.
I don't know.
Because they don't cover that. They don't ask the people, A, are you taking all your vacation time? And B, do you like what you do?
Right, right. I wish there was an option, and I'm sure this is an option at some workplaces. If you're not taking your vacation and you're very passionate about not taking it ever, if you can gift your vacation time to other people.
Oh.
How great would that be if you just gift, you know, 50 hours to somebody?
Is that done in some places?
I don't know. I would love to know if that is an option at
some
places.
That's an interesting idea.
I want that here. You know? How great is that? Like, even if you, maybe they got a message board or something at work and you're saying, hey, I need 10 hours for whatever, 8 hours. I need a day off. Anybody want to gift me 8 hours? And those hard workers that never take a vacation, like,
right,
here's my 8 hours.
You can find some way of bartering for that, too. I will do this for you if you will share. You know, could you get 4 hours from one person and 4 hours from another and get one vacation day?
Perfect. What a great way to make friends at work, you know?
Right. I don't know. I don't know how that works.
I love this
idea.
It
becomes like a stock market of PTO after a while. People are buying and trading time off. You know, the thing is with that, though, that's a great idea, but at the same time, keeping up with all of it, if you're management and like, who's going to be here today, who's not going to be here, these guys are just, it's like kids trading their lunch in the lunchroom too. You know, you don't know what you're going to end up with. And if you're a manager, it might drive you a little bit crazy. You have no idea on any given day who's going to be around.
Somebody just texted in. They didn't put their name on it. They said, we can gift our work member into a caring fund. We can gift ours to a work caring fund. So whatever that means, I guess
what
if
does
you're
that mean?
Sick or if you have a new baby and you need a few more hours or something, you can gift your hours to the caring fund, and they pull from that.
That's
so
interesting.
So I guess it's a thing.
Or I wonder if that's more of like the caring fund is for people who need like mental health days off.
Sure, sure. Or you had like a table saw.
The job
saw.
Is driving me crazy. I need a day.
A day off. Or you had like a table saw accident and you lopped off a thumb or something. You're like, I need a couple days.